This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Another West Nile virus death has been recorded in Colorado, this time in Montrose County. The county health department says the deceased was a man in his early 80s. This comes after reports of deaths in Boulder, Larimer, and Fremont counties. Last year, Colorado recorded no West Nile deaths, but in 2023, the state counted 51. The virus is most commonly transmitted through mosquito bites, and cases typically peak around September. Colorado's youth suicide rate has dropped to its lowest level in more than 15 years. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
That's according to the State Health Department. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment says last year, among those 10 to 18, there were 39 suicide deaths. The suicide death rate was 5.85 per 100,000 people in that age group. That's less than half the rate from the peak in 2020 when 87 young people died by suicide. The agency's director, Jill Hunsaker Ryan, calls the trend encouraging. Why it's happening isn't clear, but the agency credits evidence-based programming, statewide partnerships, and prevention efforts. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Lee Fire on Colorado's western slope is now officially the fourth largest fire in state history. Though 90% contained, officials used infrared flights to update the estimated size. It is more than 138,000 acres, making it larger than the historic Hayman Fire of 2020. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's just about 4:06.